This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Reminders of former President Donald Trump's towering influence over the Republican Party in the United States were everywhere at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, this weekend in Washington. In his address on Saturday, Trump said he was the only candidate who could end what he called World War III. Trump said, "Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the disastrous war between Russia and Ukraine settled. It will be settled quickly." He said he had a great relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the Russian president would listen to him. He said he could end the war in no longer than one day. The three-day conference illustrated the iron grip that Trump holds over the right-wing grassroots base of his party, and how hard it could be for a challenger to deny Trump the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said on Saturday that talks are ongoing with Iran and on two sets of important matters, including the science sector. Speaking to reporters in Vienna, Rafael Grossi said there's a great deal of work ahead for both Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Grossi began meetings in Tehran on Friday that diplomats said were meant to push Iran to cooperate with an IAEA investigation into uranium traces found at undeclared sites that had been enriched close to nuclear weapons grade. Grossi said the talks were taking place in an atmosphere of work, honesty, and cooperation. North Korea's foreign ministry on Sunday called on the United Nations to demand an immediate halt to combined military drills by the United States and South Korea. North Korea said the military drills are raising tensions that threaten to spiral.